All right, so we'll call the meeting to order at 6:02. Is there a motion to accept the agenda or any changes to that or any questions?
A motion to approve.
Is there a second? Second from Melissa. Patty, you want to do a roll call?
Just a second here. So who moved that one? Is that JC? Okay.
Yes, can you turn it down a little bit?
Okay. So, ready for the roll. I just got to make sure I can see everybody here. So, Zuria is not here yet. Jane?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Excuse me. Lisa?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
JC?
I are here.
Yeah. Randy's not here. So that's everyone. Thanks.
Okay. So the next thing on our agenda is to elect a personnel committee chairperson. Is anybody willing to come forth and do that? Or are there any motions for that? It's a great opportunity to grow.
I nominate Jane.
Okay. Is there a second on that, or do we need a second?
Who did you nominate?
Jane,
okay. I didn't hear that, so thank you.
Is there any other nominations? You know, we have people missing, like Zuria and other people. We could Randy, nominate it quick, but any further nominations? I'm not hearing any or seeing any hands raising. I would gladly accept it again if I'm voted in. So any further discussion on that?
If that's the direction the committee is going to go for the election of the finance, they just did a motion to close nominations and then they bypassed the roll call vote.
Okay.
So if someone would want to do that.
So I would make a motion to close nominations and recommend a unanimous.
Yes.
Slate.
Unanimous ballot. Yeah.
Okay.
And if someone seconds that, we can go with it.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. Got it.
So that's, we don't do a vote or anything. It's just unanimous then? Okay. Yay. Thank you for your confidence. I'll try this for another year. So the next thing on our agenda is to approve the minutes from November 10th, 2020. Is there any comments, questions about those minutes?
Move to approve, Madam Chair. Dave.
Okay. Second.
Okay.
Oh, I missed that. Melissa? Okay.
I'll second, yeah.
Okay. If any further discussion? I just had one, the very last thing about our next meeting on the minutes, it says it was for the personnel committee would be meeting on January 19th, but it really was the board of trustees were meeting that day. So can we amend that on there?
Okay, hang on.
Okay. It's the right at the bottom, next meeting, and it says for
last page.
And it really should just be the board of trustees. We didn't have a meeting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not a big deal, but.
Yeah, so your next meeting would have been.
As determined. It's actually today is our next meeting.
No, the minutes are from November 10th.
Right.
And so the next meeting at that time was January 19th.
But we didn't have a personnel meeting.
Committee met.
We did not.
So it should have been this today then.
Right. And it was just one of its to be determined, we have the meeting. So I don't know, really wasn't a meeting.
Could we change that just going forward? I guess, because I guess technically we did plan on it on the 19th of June, and the decision was to not have a meeting because it wasn't needed. Okay. But if we want to, for this committee to do a, to be determined as, what do you want to say, as the standard next meeting statement, we can do that, and then that would eliminate confusion.
Sounds good. Yeah. So any further discussion on that? So we'll, I don't see anybody raising a hand, so we'll take a roll call on that, Patty.
I'm just going to note this. So this is on the minutes, and do you want to have that change then to be determined in the next meeting statement?
Sounds good.
Okay. Zuria?
She's gone. I don't see her.
Oh.
She was here for a minute.
Okay. Jane?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
Okay, so the motion passes. So the next thing on our agenda is the new revisions to the personnel policy. Any comments or questions for Julie on this? As you can tell, the detail that Julie has put into this looks like she did a lot of revisions. So is there any questions or comments for Julie on that, on the personnel policy? JC?
I have two quick questions. One, just because I'm new on the board, what precipitated changing this? Was it just, did the committee recognize that it needed to be changed, or was this something internal? That's the first one. Then secondly, on that first page, on page 7, where it says interim appointments must be approved by the executive director, is that redundant, since at the top it's the executive director may appoint and nobody else can appoint according to this an interim position? Does it then have to be approved by the executive director? I'm just wondering about if that's just a redundant sentence.
Good questions, Julie.
So to answer the first question, as part of our calendar of agenda items, we do have each March that we do policy reviews. So this was just, I just then try to take a look and see which ones are maybe creating some confusion, or maybe we've made some changes throughout the year in some of our processes. But for the most part, I'm not changing content because I don't want to affect any union contracts or anything like that. Or so it is more or less cleaning up to have it maybe more understandable for someone new to come in and be able to understand. And a lot of it's getting rid of redundancy. Things are in more than one policy. And then when you change one, you didn't realize it was in the other. So it's just a way of streamlining. And yeah, I agree that is redundant, but I did leave it in because it is, all authority comes from Karen, who receives that authority from the board. So it in our recruitment, she is our authority. No appointment can be made without her based on power given to her by the board. If you feel like you'd like to take that line out, that would be fine. We do have a process where we actually get written approval for these kinds of things from Karen.
Okay. No, thank you for the explanation about why the revision took place. And I don't know that it matters that much that it is redundant. I was just wondering if that was.
And again, a lot of it is I don't want to change too much. I try to change as little of the current wording as possible.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions for Julie or about the policy? So can I have a motion to accept the policy?
I'll make a motion to approve the personnel policy revisions
there a second?
I'll second it.
Any further questions or comments on that? And we'll do the roll call.
Jane.
Aye.
Melissa.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
Dave.
Aye.
JC.
Aye.
So motion passes. Thank you, Julie, for all your work on that. That was, must have been a lot. So it brings us to our next meeting date, which is to be determined at the next meeting, correct? The next board meeting. Is that correct, Patty? We're going to do that language on that?
It wouldn't be determined at the board meeting. Karen, how do you...
Meetings
are determined based on necessary content, right?
Mm-hmm. When issues come up, like policies come to personnel. If we have a job description that needs to be changed, then that would come to personnel.
Just to be determined is how we leave our next meeting space there.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other comments or questions or I'm not seeing any. And so with that, we can adjourn and